Our beliefs equal who we are. Specifically, your beliefs are who you are. Our beliefs and our values inform our perspectives. It's how we interact with the world and view our personal circumstances. It is who we are. Put another way, our beliefs are our operating system. Much like the operating system in our phones, the system inside our minds is also running 24/7. Humans make around 35,000 decisions every day, and most made unconsciously thanks to that operating system. The system is designed to benefit us and ease the impossible burden of consciously making that many decisions. Can you even imagine? But that assumes the mind system is operating effectively. It's important to understand where our beliefs and values actually come from. Our beliefs are downloaded to us from birth to around 7 years old, and our values are shaped by cultural, social, familial, educational, and personal experiences. Beliefs are ideas that we hold to be true. They influence our thoughts, perceptions, and behaviors. We form them through personal experiences, cultural upbringing, education, religious teaching, social influences, and rational reasoning. We have beliefs about everything. They help us make sense of the world around us. They can be positive, negative, empowering, or even limiting. We have deep conviction with some and hold loosely to others. Some are based on fact, others less so. Values are the lens through which we see the world and the filter through which we process information. They inform how you allocate your resources. Our beliefs and values play a significant role in shaping our identity, guiding our behavior, and influencing our interactions with others and the world itself. Limiting beliefs, something that we all have. Child of a billionaire could think there's no way I'll ever be more financially successful than my parents. Child of a degenerate could think there's no way I'll ever amount to anything. The important question for you to ask yourself is, what are my limiting beliefs? I certainly have had a lot of limiting beliefs, and every day I'm on the lookout for more. Early in my career, I thought no one will take me seriously. I need to partner with somebody older. In reality, most limiting beliefs are nonsense that found their way into our heads when we were kids. Problem is, if we fail to address them, they'll cap our potential. There are glass ceilings imposed on us culturally. A clear example was the inaccurate belief that women could not be successful and competent CEOs of major companies. That was commonly held until it wasn't anymore. Once someone identifies, or rather, once someone defies the norms, small cracks begin to appear. When enough people do the unbelievable, the glass ceiling shatters. Limiting beliefs are our glass ceilings. If you believe you'll never earn six figures, you're never going to earn six figures. If you believe you'll always struggle with money, you're always going to struggle with money. On the other hand, positive beliefs. There's a lot of benefits to positive beliefs. Have you ever had somebody share their belief in you? When you were a kid, hopefully your mom or dad told you that you could be anything you wanted to be when you grew up. If they didn't, let me tell you that now. You can be whatever you want to be when you grow up. Most of our perceived limits are self-imposed. When you have positive beliefs, you shatter your glass ceiling and your potential becomes limitless. With self-belief comes confidence, with confidence comes action, and with action comes progress and results. Beautiful things. Values. Like beliefs, values play a critical role in who you are. Values consciously or subconsciously compel you to focus your time, energy, attention, and money accordingly. Thomas Sowell famously said, "There are no solutions, only trade-offs." So every time we decide to do one thing, we decide against doing everything else. When we make values-based decisions, we can consciously position ourselves for greater success. Your behaviors are the expression of your beliefs and values. When you have well-defined values, you can align them with your behaviors. How do you get well-defined values? By being more intentional. The more intentional and values-based you are in your decision-making, the better your life will be because your behaviors will be aligned with what matters to you. Living by a code. Personal code is a set of principles that an individual follows, which shapes their behaviors, decisions, and life. We could think of it as a moral compass or framework that guides our choices and our behaviors. Superman, Mr. Rogers, Mother Teresa, and Steve Jobs all lived by a code. Superman holds strong to not killing, keeping his secret identity a secret, and using his powers responsibly. Mr. Rogers lived by a numerical shorthand, 143, which was his code for "I love you." He used the number in the neighborhood and maintained his 143 body weight for most of his life. Mother Teresa chose to serve the poorest of the poor and to live among them and like them. Jobs believed one must stay hungry and stay foolish, and his commitment to perfection and innovation speaks for itself. So why have a code? Because life is complicated. A code provides the blueprint for handling whatever life throws your way. Will help you evaluate situations and make decisions. Personal code clarifies the ideas and philosophies most important to you and allows you to say, I will do this because I believe this. Alexander Hamilton famously said, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Hamilton's famous quote sums up the need to have clear and defined personal values and to live by a code. Knowing your beliefs, values, and living by a code helps you lead not only yourself, but others. Doing this will help you to become the person you truly want to be for yourself, your loved ones, and your community. You'll follow a four-step process for developing your code now. It's going to start with writing down your origin story, identifying your core beliefs, clarifying your core values, and then creating your code. An origin story. Every superhero has an origin story, and so do you. Bruce Wayne, Batman, his parents were murdered. Tony Stark, or Iron Man, was a prisoner of war. From the age of 12, Mother Teresa was committed to serving the poorest of the poor. So just like your favorite superhero, your origin story is extremely important. So what's your origin story? Which experiences can you point to in your life that have been most profound? Which experiences shaped who you are as a person? What defines you? What in your past has helped you develop your character and provides evidence for what you do, for what you want to do, all of those things. Think back to the challenges, obstacles, and adversity that you faced in your life. Don't judge or compare your experiences. Just think back on them. What important decisions or changes did those experiences motivate for you? And then I want you to think about your core beliefs. These are the basic beliefs about ourselves or the people in the world. We believe they are true and they influence how we interact with people and ideas. The trick is recognizing your core beliefs because they may be so automatic and ingrained in your everyday thinking. So we want to identify both positive and negative beliefs. Remember, it's an observation and not a judgment of your current operating system. If you're happy with your beliefs, great. If you're not, I've got good news. You can change them. So the next sections involve reading through lists of prompts to come up with your beliefs. It's best to have the book open for this section. That'll be the most effective. So as you go through those, I want you to really think about what do you do when you discover negative or limiting beliefs. So put your detective hat on. Follow the clues as far back in your life as you can. When you find a thread, pull it. See where it goes. Ideally, you'll go all the way back to their source. For example, just for me, when I started doing this work, I realized that I was operating from a place of scarcity and avoiding financial matters, even though I was working as a financial advisor. When I recognized I had a limiting belief, I traced it back to when I was a kid growing up in northern Minnesota. Now, I had a wonderful childhood and was raised by a wonderful mom, a single mother. She was a school teacher. Fundamentally, there was just never enough money to go around. Maybe you identify this with this, maybe you don't. But once a month, my mom would pay bills. And that meant she would literally spread all of our bills out across our wooden circular dining room table. My brother and I knew to stay away from her because it was a really stressful time. So looking back, it makes sense why I avoided financial matters. I was conditioned to equate money to stress. So as you work to identify your beliefs, become super mindful. Dig deeper into what you're thinking, what keeps popping up for you. These are all clues that I want you to follow. Now, I'll share a helpful framework for you to begin reprogramming your operating system if you do identify some limiting beliefs. It goes like this. Notice, stop, reprogram. So start paying really close attention to your thinking. Every time you notice yourself thinking about or acting on a limiting belief, stop doing whatever you're doing. Ask yourself, how do I want to feel about this? You have choice, and that choice is one of the most powerful tools and assets that you have. You get to decide how you want to think, feel, and act. Shift your mindset and reprogram your brain towards what you want. You repeat that process constantly throughout the day, and you will begin to rewire or reprogram yourself. Your core values. These are the principles you feel are most important to you. They're the things with which you most resonate and want to support. It can also be the things you want to avoid. Think about anything you want to change about your community or the world and what could be done to make them better. So again, best to have the book open during this part. So now move on to creating your code once you've gone through that. It's time to do it. Be a combination of your beliefs and your values. Like Superman and Mother Teresa, Your code will guide your decision-making, actions, and how you interact with everybody you come in contact with. So it's a big deal. Think about the places you work, rest, and play, and how you interact with all the people that you come in contact with. Don't leave out any detail. From there, you'll use I am and I will statements to bring your code to life. Now, again, there's going to be some prompts in the book, and the ones that really resonate with you are the ones that I want you to circle and focus on. Now, so there are going to be some that are also important to you that aren't on here, and you can just write them in. There's no limit on how many you can have, and you'll refine them as you move along. An effective I am and I will statement, they're written in the first person and are designed to make the statement become your identity. Simply put, when you say something over and over again, it becomes who you are. You write them in the present state. They're positive, they're emotional. You've thought about what you want and believe, and this practice will help bring that desired reality into or your desired future into your current reality. Here's some examples. I will treat others as I wish to be treated. I'm honest and transparent in my personal and professional life. I am someone that always puts forth my best effort. I will maintain a healthy work-life balance. I am dedicated to continually improving myself. I will keep my promises and honor my commitments. I will remain accountable for my shortcomings and mistakes. I will always uphold my beliefs. I am someone who appreciates my life and I'm grateful for it every day. I am someone who fully embraces my core values, beliefs, and will hold myself responsible. Now, you'll craft your code using your core beliefs and core values and I am statements. So you bring it all together. Think deeply about them. Write down your thoughts. Again, don't worry about being organized. Just write what comes to mind. When you're making a personal code, you'll write in the first person, I. When you're making a code for your family, you'll use we, as I've done below. So here's my code to help guide you. So my core beliefs, the universe is limitless, grants my wishes. My future will be better than my past. Things always work out for me. My core values are friendship, justice, learning, freedom, and responsibility. Those are my personal values. Values for my company, Money Alignment Academy, are increase confidence, build community, and live intentionally. And for Lifeblood, encourage, empower, and entertain. That is what I do. So my and our code for my family, so we have fun with everything we do. We work hard at everything we do. We do our best at all times and in every aspect of our lives. We are kind to ourselves and others. We are honest in every aspect of our lives, and we accept responsibility for everything in our lives. It's not a right or wrong way to do this, and you may change and refine yours whenever you'd like. In fact, I encourage you to. What's important is that you've taken the time, put an effort and thought, and come up with your beliefs, values, and written your code. Once you've done this, revisit it every day. Think and write about what your experience is in living your code. The real value in creating a code is when you find yourself living contrary to it. Recognize when it happens and dig into the reasons for it. This will help you get closer to truly owning and living your code to become the person you really want to become. When you do this, you're making your life better as well as the lives of those you come across, and that's an incredibly powerful and impactful thing. When you look at something, how you look at something makes all the difference. We have little to no control over the circumstances of our lives, but total control over how we think, feel, and respond to them. We have choice. Our beliefs and values inform our perspectives. It's how we interact with the world and view our personal circumstances. Our beliefs and values make up who we are. Constantly refining your operating system will help you make better, more aligned decisions, bringing you closer to the life that you truly want.